Oh, my heart hurts for these people. Good people.
Dangerous storms taking aim at the deep south, bringing intense winds, rain, and more than two dozen tornadoes.
I look out, all of a sudden I see dark cloud back there.
In Alabama, drone video capturing the extent of the damage in Chilton County.
Everything's gone around here, but we're fine.
We had trees down, severe roof damage.
To the west in Monroeville, neighbors helping neighbors, thankful a rare weather day wasn't worse.
This is our hometown, and it's a call and need. You just go out, and it's unspoken. You just go out and do what you're supposed to do to help your neighbors, sir.
All we can do is thank the man above. Didn't do too much damage.
And that same storm system now in the mid-Atlantic kicking up severe weather tonight. We have a tornado watch in effect until the top of the hour, 9 o'clock Eastern time. It includes several counties in North Carolina and at least the southeast corner of Virginia, and active warnings right now, both severe thunderstorm warnings in orange and a tornado warning right now. This is going to be Brunswick County, Virginia, moving into Greensville County, Virginia. The rotation not nearly as strong as it was just about 15 minutes ago, but the tornado warning remains in effect for the next 5 minutes. We'll see if the National Weather Service extends it. Now, the severe weather threat will start to wind down the closer we get to midnight Eastern time, but still lingering showers and storms overnight into tomorrow morning, including places like Raleigh and Richmond. But the stuff in the morning does not look to be severe. Maybe some strong areas of wind and some thunder, but no big deal. Over the last 48 hours, nearly 200 severe weather reports, nearly 30 of which have been tornado reports, a lot in the state of Alabama. And now comes the grueling task of cleaning up the storm damage and rebuilding what's left. Many homes are uninhabitable. A tornado outbreak yesterday battering Alabama, carving a path of destruction. That's where we find News Nation reporter Jake Chapman joins us live with the latest there in Alabama. Jake.
You're absolutely right. They're still picking up the pieces here. Even as the sun is going down, you can see right here crews. These aren't first responders. These are neighbors with their tractor supply picking up all this debris you see that is scattered throughout here in Chilton County. We're standing inside a home. Well, we're standing inside what used to be a kitchen, and right there you can see the living room. But we want to show you this part right here. I spoke to the homeowner. His name is Jim Baker. He tells me him and his wife are inside the bedroom down the hallway right here, and they saw the storm coming. They only had seconds to react, and they came inside this little closet right here, put those pillows over their head, covered up, and prayed. And you can see right here, the ceiling on this closet survived. It is one of the few parts of the ceiling that made it through last night's storm. And I asked him, was there any part he felt like this was the end? He simply told me no, and that his faith kept him going. And of course, more of the family and friends are coming out here tonight to do more cleanup. I spoke to the man that you just saw pushing or driving that vehicle moments ago. They said they're going to be out here tonight and tomorrow, and the rest of the community, according to first responders, they tell me they're out here working together. But I'm in Chilton County tonight. Jake Chapman, News Nation.